vastaan.
Well, welcome back to The Breakdown on ESPN Boise. You got Coach Mike, you got John Mallory, and we got our special guests, Lomas Brown and Rock Cartwright, in studio with us today, tomorrow, for our big draft party here at Mickey Ray's, starting at 1 o'clock, going to about 5, and these two gentlemen will be hanging out with us all day long tomorrow, so come on down to Mickey's and get yourself a little something-something. But right now, Johnny, we got to go to the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline for our good friend Mark Dominic, who's in an airport on his way, getting ready to go to Chicago, I think. Isn't that right, Mark?
You got that right, Coach. I am, and so I apologize for any of the crazy loudness that might be coming over the top of it.
It's all right. You won't be the first guy we've interviewed in an airport, I guarantee it. There's a few.
Yeah, we got lucky. We interviewed Randy Moss when he was in the airport, and he's like, no, keep talking to me, because when people see that I'm on the phone, some people at least have a little bit of respect, yeah. And they don't come ask for an autograph when they see that I'm on my phone. So you guys got me. Take all the time you need. It was great.
Yeah, I don't run into that problem. Don't you worry.
Well, I don't know.
I'm good to go.
I don't know about that, man. You're on every single program on ESPN right now. You got to be the most recognized analyst in TV today.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't so recognized. I'd like to be back in that draft room. I'm sure that Lomas and Rock know, well, being part of that team and being part of the locker room, that's something you always love and you really miss. But it's been good to be able to kind of really talk about the game and talk about the draft.
Well, Mark, we got Loma sitting. He's sitting right here. I know he's chomping in the bit just to say hello.
Love it.
Hey, how you doing, Mark? It's been a long time, my good man, but I'm seeing you. I watch you every day. And like they say, you're doing a great job, man, at ESPN, the family.
That's right, Lomas. It's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Absolutely.
Very good to hear your voice.
Well, Mark, I want to start the questions off real quick, and I want to ask you about the running back position and get your take. I know we had you on here a few weeks ago, and you hadn't really yet had a chance to evaluate those guys. But just kind of give us your thoughts, give us your top four or five guys, and then most importantly, at least here for the Valley, we want to know what your thoughts are on JJ.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good class of what I think everybody's been talking about. It's a part of the depth of this entire draft is the running backs. I'm still going to put Gurley number one. I know it's a little bit of a trick with an ACL, but I feel very comfortable about what he is and what he's going to be. And when the medical reports come back from everything I've gathered, there's a lot of confidence in him being able to recover from that ACL and being a great back. Number two is going to be Melvin Gordon. He just hits the hole so hard. He's an explosive player. And he gets to his top speed quickly. He's a very physical and a talented back. I'm going to Nebraska next, going to Abdullah. I really think he makes so many people miss in the open field. He's really a talented football player, and I really like him. And then it comes down to Jay Ajayi, and then it's also the Yeldon. And I lean towards Jay just because I really like his style and how powerful and big he is. But I don't know where he's going to go because, you know, I don't have as much information on him in terms of and same with Yeldon. There's as much information on where their medical is, and that's the only thing I'm not completely comfortable yet with those two players. But I think they're coming off the board in the second round.
Mark, let me ask you about that, the medical thing. You know, a report came out about a week ago or so ago that there were some concerns about Jay Ajayi's knee from surgery that he had back in 2011. Obviously, he's played two big seasons mm-hmm. since then, and it's never been a problem. And even he said, but I mean, the initial report saying that he went back to the recheck, and then there was teams that had concerns, maybe some kind of degeneration in the joint or something. But then we find out from his agent that he never went to the recheck. And nobody asked him to, and from all intents and purposes, everything they heard at the draft was that he was okay. Nobody raised any red flags, but apparently now there's some red flags because he's gone and visited a couple teams and they've looked at it.
Yeah, and I think that's what's happened. I think individual visits are going into the teams that were concerned or trying to figure out if there's really something there in his knee and if it's something that's concerning. And if there is or if there isn't, where to slot him accordingly on your draft board. You know, I think, you know, he was destined to me at the bottom of the first, early second round. With this medical, and I know it's uncertain, and I've not read a medical report, so I don't want to play too much of a doctor here, but I just think that there is some, when you start to hear it, I think there's some legitimacy behind some of it, but I don't know how much it's going to affect him because he's such a talented and powerful back, and he's been playing through it. I can remember Mark Ingram. People were worried about him or Tyron Smith. So there's other players that have had knee issues, so to speak, and have been great pros, and that's why I think he goes the second round. But, I don't want the medical stuff to be certain if I was the club taking him. But I think that's where he's going to end up going.
Once again, Mark Dominic giving us a couple of minutes of his valuable time today on ESPN Radio in Boise. Rock Cartwright, Lomas Brown, Coach Mike Christensen, and John Mallory here. Mark, I got a question because there's rumors today about, you know, Cleveland calling Tennessee, trying to possibly move up and get that number two overall pick. As a former GM, because now both teams have said, no, that didn't happen. As a GM, if it did happen and it did leak, are you out there saying, no, it didn't happen because you don't want teams to know? Is that standard protocol since you've been in that position before when stuff leaks?
Yeah, you know what? This one's unique to me because I don't think you pull this thing out of thin air. I said on NFL Live today, I said, sometimes you got to remember, and I don't know where Cleveland's mindset is. Number one, I don't think there's any way 12 and 19 would ever get you to number two. I certainly wouldn't take that if it was the Tennessee Titans. I know it sounds like two first-rounders are better than one, but this draft class, in terms of the elite talent, it kind of falls off fairly quickly. Terms of the guys, you sit there and say, okay, these are the top eight, the top 10 guys, and that's because of what's recently happened with, you know, with Shane Ray, what's obviously happened with Gregory. It's kind of really kind of limited this class, and that's why I think if you're Tennessee, you got to be very careful about moving very far back. And so I almost wonder if that was just kind of a Cleveland opportunity to sit there and say, if Mariota turns out to be a great quarterback, they can always say, well, we tried, we just couldn't get up there.
I've always wondered that. Thanks for your insight there. Mark Dominic, again, hanging out with us on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. Is the first pick, Tampa Bay, where do you think they're going here, in your opinion?
I'm at the 100% Winston. I feel that confident about it. And the reason why, look, I've been part of that organization. I was part of that organization, I guess, for 19 seasons. And the thing I would say is they have been pro-Winston, which is fine, from the start of the combine. When Lovie Smith stepped up to the podium and talked about how they felt very good about his past, you listen to Jason Light's comments after his pro day and said it was a spectacular pro day. And then I think the mindset is this. If there was debate in that war room or the draft room about Mariota and Winston, there should have been something started to get out there ahead of time from a national and a local media perspective, because this train has been running towards Winston for a while now, and I wouldn't want to shock or confuse the fans or the football team in terms of what direction. There has been zero of that. And that is one of the things I would have done as a GM if I was still kind of 50-50, or if I was leaning towards Mariota. I would have wanted to kind of reset the stage and make sure that people were prepared for that pick. They haven't done that. And that's why I'm 100% confident right now that Winston is going to be the pick. And I look forward to watching him play in the Bucs.
Well, Mark, let me play a little scenario with you here, and you just kind of give me your thoughts and tell me, you know, what happens in a draft room when stuff like this happens. Let's just say that Coach Lovie Smith decides, because he's a defensive guy, to go with a Leonard Williams. He thinks it's a safer pick. He needs some help on the defensive line, and so he goes with Leonard Williams. What does that do to you guys in the draft room when all of a sudden the apple cart's just been completely upset and here's Jameis Winston sitting at number two?
It would be surprising, and I'm the biggest Mike Glennon fan you'll find because I drafted him. I guess that would tell me the money.
That's right. Too.
But you know, when I take a step back from that, I would sit there and say, you know, I look at J.J. Watt, and he's as good a defensive player as there is in the National Football League, or one of the top two. I love Quinn too from St. Louis, but J.J. Watt to me is special. And if you could tell me that Leonard Williams is going to be J.J. Watt or Dante Fowler could be. The problem is Houston still is not a consistent playoff team because they don't have the quarterback position figured out. And that's why I don't think there's any way Tampa can sidestep the opportunity to take a quarterback when there's two to choose from. And that's why I just don't think there's any way Lovie Smith will turn into a defensive thing.
Mark, we really appreciate you taking the time, and we got, again, Rock Cartwright and Lomas Brown, and you're hanging out with us today.
I know Rock Cartwright. I had to deal with that guy too many times. He was one of the toughest dudes on the panel in the league. I know you, Rock.
All right, Mark. Thanks, buddy.
Lomas, good to see you. Good to hear your voice, and have a good show with this draft. It's always fun to watch it. Certainly, I think this thing's going to have some trade and some movement in it in the early, I think, that 10 to 12 range, and I think, again, in that 20, early 20s. I think there should be some good action there for everyone.
I like it.
Well, what have they got you doing in Chicago? They got you headed to Chicago to do what now?
I'm actually going to do – tomorrow I've got Sports Centers and NFL Insiders, NFL Live. And then for the draft, I'm going to be doing ESPN Radio, and I'm handling the first round of the draft.
We're nice. Airing it. So you're going to hear that voice, ESPN Boise listeners, for about
– lucky you guys.
Yes. For about 8 hours
no,
tomorrow.
All good. That's right.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Well, yeah, good safe travels, brother, and we'll talk to you again soon. Really appreciate all you right. taking the time.
Take care,
you
Mark.
Thanks for having me on, fellas.
know, I love, you know, Coach, and again, we appreciate the certainly the connections you bring to everybody here in the Treasure Valley. I mean, you just don't get Mark Domenech just a random ESPN affiliate the day before the draft. You know this, well, Lomas.
Lomas so. Knows. I mean, yeah. Lomas knows. Mark Domenech, when we were at Tampa together, Mark was what? He was like pro personnel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
He was probably out of all those scouts and all those pro personal guys, mm-hmm. he was the most intelligent guy in the room. Yes. Every time.
Really? He just knew his football.
No, he's just very articulate, and he knew his football, and he was detailed, and you asked him a question, you asked the room a question, and Mark was the guy with the answer. So
yeah.
He's doing a heck of a job on TV. I know he probably wants to get back, like he said, to the war room, but man, he's
do you see him, Rocky? He's on every show.
Everything. Yes. Good for him, though.
Yeah,
good
for him. That is.
Fellas, we love having you in, and we're going to all day tomorrow at Mickey Ray's. We're going to get another segment out of these guys, Coach?
It's up to them. It's up to them what they feel like doing. They want to get back to the room and kick it for a little bit.
Man, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm actually enjoying this.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Rob, we in Boise, Idaho, baby.
Neither guy's ever been in Boise before. Right. First time.
I love it. All right, we're going to be right back. It's the Breakdown. Coach Mike, John Mallory, guest hosts, Lomas Brown and Rock Cartwright. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.